At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Here we are, Fitzy. It is training camp week. The rookies and the quarterbacks have reported. The veterans are on their way. Mike Vrabel will speak to the media tomorrow. And practices open Wednesday morning at Gillette Stadium.
We'll see you there. I know Jones and Keith will be broadcasting live. Your Six Rings boys and many more from WEEI, your Boston Sports Original, will be on site. And something fans can look forward to every day, Andy, Six Rings video recaps and a fresh Six Rings podcast, 10 to 15 minutes recapping it. And, of course, breakdowns and thorough analysis
right here on WEEI Afternoons.
So as we embark on the 2025 season, my friends over at Pro Football Network, which I don't really even know how popular they are. I don't know. They email me a lot. They are content creators like you wouldn't believe. So I give them a little credit. Sometimes I bring some of their ideas to the table. And the last couple days, they put out for the entire league a full breakdown of best case scenario for each team and worst case scenario for each team. So I'm going to give you theirs, and then we're going to break this down from our perspective, what the best and worst case scenario for the Patriots could be this year. I'll also...
Let me ask you this. Tequila always like to know the boundaries or put the bumper guards in the bowling lane. Are we being realistic with our best and worst case scenario?
Yeah, because best case scenario is 17-0 and worst case scenario is 0-17. And like, not, I don't think we think either of those are in
play.
You
said one of those was on the table last year. So.
And it was. I stand by it. I think that team could have easily gone 0-17. I really do.
I wish they did.
I kind of wish they did, too, just so I could have double birds to the entire football world, sports talk radio, and everybody. Y'all would have gone down with the ship. But, okay, so best case scenario, according to my friends over at Pro Football Network, Patriots go 9-8, and this is the little write-up.
Okay.
On paper, the New England Patriots should be one of the most improved teams in the NFL in 2025. They added Diggs, Campbell, Travion Henderson on their offense, and they brought in Milton Williams, Carlton Davis, Harold Landry, and Robert Spillane to shore up the defense. New head coach Mike Vrabel figures to be an upgrade over Gerard Mayo, and Drake May showed encouraging flashes in his rookie year. If May takes the leap in year two and their acquisitions pan out, don't be surprised if the Patriots' record improves significantly this season. So 9-8. That's their best-case scenario, and keep that in mind when you're retorting Fitzy, as I know you will. And then their worst-case scenario for your New England Patriots, 5-12. The New England Patriots now have a proven NFL head coach in Mike Vrabel. They upgraded their roster with what I just said. A lot has changed in Foxborough this calendar year. While the additions look promising, the Patriots have finished 4-13 each of the last two seasons. This roster likely isn't a one-off-season fix, as their offense could still use some reinforcements around Drake May. Expect them to be better than last year, but a worst-case scenario for them would only see minimal improvement, as in one more win at 5-12. So that's what they have set as sort of the polls for you to work with there. 9-8's best-case scenario. 5-12 is worst case scenario. So Nick Fitzy Stevens, ever the optimist in football down in Foxborough, what is the best case scenario for your New England Patriots this season?
Best case scenario for the Patriots is double digit victories and a wild card berth in the 2025 NFL playoffs.
Are you out of your mind?
Yeah. You out of your mind, bro? I think it's realistic. And yes, we've made a lot about the easy schedule that actually isn't quite as easy as everyone else makes it out to be.
We're already backtracking on the easiness of the schedule?
No, I'm saying it's listed as, per last year's results, the third easiest schedule in the NFL. But we all know that it's going to be much harder than the third easiest schedule in the NFL.
When the Raiders smoke you on opening day, it won't look so easy.
It's not going to smoke them. It's just going to be a tougher game. People forget that the Raiders upgraded significantly at quarterback and also added one of the best running back prospects college football has churned out this century. So they're going to be a massive improvement. And like I said, and I'll say it again, Will Campbell, who is one of the stars of Forged in Foxborough Episode 2, which we'll review coming up later on in this football o'clock hour. He's got a face full of difficult for the first three games, having to go up against freaking Max Crosby, Jalen Phillips, and then the $41 million man from Pittsburgh and TJ Watt. But a best case scenario sees them win more games than they lose, go a game above PFN, 10-7, and they clip that seventh and final playoff berth. And then all of a sudden, the Patriots become that team, Andy. Like, wow, Mike Vrabel did it. He took them from worst, well, maybe not first, but like, what a turnaround.
I'm actually with you. I think best case scenario, this team wins 10 games. I think they're a 10-7 team.
An awesome season by all accounts.
That probably should get you a wild card berth. No guarantees. Maybe you miss the playoffs at 10-7. Whatever. It's still a double-digit win season. Because I sort of have locked in on my mind here. This is an 8-win team that if things go poorly is a 6-win team. And if they go well, it's a 10-win team. And the schedule, the upside of some of their athletes, as much as you know I question questions, I always question everything, including questions, and there are questions at line, and there are questions at receiver. Well, if Will Campbell can play, and Morgan Moses can play, and my guy Pop Douglas catches 94 balls, like, you're starting to talk yourself.
94?
Yeah, I don't know.
Damn,
why,
girl.
Why didn't I just go 95 there? It's kind of weird. But I went 94. If he catches 94 balls.
94 was a playoff season for the Pats. It's cool.
The running backs are a great complimentary trio with Travion Henderson, Gibson, and obviously Ramondre Stevenson. Like, I can talk myself into Josh McDaniels coaching this up into a 10-win team. I've seen him do it before with questionable talent. So in a best-case scenario, I want to remind people, we're not talking what we're predicting. We're saying best-case scenario. I do think the New England Patriots are a 10-win football team that could make the playoffs. So I actually think Pro Football Network is a little low here, which is a weird spot for me because I've been yelling at all you people for overrating the Patriots all offseason, and now I'm like, well, they're a little better than this guy gives them credit for at Pro Football Network. So
think about, isn't this crazy, though, that a 9-win season for the Patriots would actually represent more than double their win total from last year, which by all accounts in most franchises and in other cities would be a massive improvement. And yet here, where the standard is different because of what was set by Brady, Belichick and company for two decades, you know, not having 4-win seasons, please, that's beyond unacceptable. Two worst years of owner Robert Kraft's existence professionally. But like not getting back to that plateau, is beyond unacceptable. It's shocking, quite frankly. Like, that's just the standard. It's supposed to have been raised permanently. Like, the Steelers struggled a little bit for a while, but like, how many years in a row are we going on Mike Tomlin not having a losing season? Almost two straight decades. Like, that should be the way you carry yourselves and compose business.
Yeah, I believe 9 wins is triple the wins for this team, because I consider them a 3-win football team a year ago. The 4th win was a Bills loss. It wasn't really a Patriots win. They were a 3-win team.
That's actually a very fair assessment.
Right. They won 3 games last year. You win 9 this year, you triple your win total. That is a massive step forward for the organization, for Mike Vrabel. Okay, enough positivity on this frickin' show. Let's get to the worst case scenario for your New England Patriots. Pro Football Network says it's 5-12. I'll go first. I think that's too low. I'm a little bit more middling on my scenarios here. I'm going to say worst case scenario, you're a 6-win football team. Although, I do leave out the caveat. If Drake May gets hurt, maybe 5 or 4 wins could be in play. But no, I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to say worst case scenario, you're a 6-11 football team. You take a step forward. As I just said, in my mind, they won 3 games last year. I don't care what the record books say. They're a 3-win team, so you double your win total in your first year under Mike Vrabel. You do that again the second year, guess what? You just became a 12-win football team, and you're well into the playoffs. Maybe you win a division. There are a lot of questions for this football team. We've enumerated them many times. The line is still a question. The receivers are still a question. Some of those questions are going to come up negative, although we'll get into it next segment. You've already had a positive at the wide receiver position, a very significant positive piece of information over the weekend at the wide receiver position. So maybe that'll trend in a good direction. I just think there are so many questions for a bad roster, a bad team, so many changes, too many changes, too many cooks in the kitchen. There's a million ways I can parse this up. Injuries will happen, Fitzy. I don't think they're an overly deep football team. And if it all goes south, yeah, they're probably a 6-win football team, maybe a little bit worse than that.
43 out of 90 players as of right now, brand new to the New England Patriots organization. So the roster turnover is significant. And you know what? The starting rotations, the starting lineups on both sides of the ball will be significantly different. Depth is a legitimate concern on both sides of the ball. And yes, maybe less so on the defensive side of the ball, the side both of us believe is going to be vastly superior, especially when the season starts, and likely will be carrying the team until the offense finds a groove. But I actually, crazy enough, I had 6-11 as well, Andy. So you win a few more games than last year, but you still feel kind of underwhelming given how much money was spent, who was brought in, what kind of grades the draft got, and of course, the coaching pedigree. Again, there's a ton about that in Forge and Foxborough Episode 2, which we'll get into later this hour. But they believe, you get the feeling, listening to these guys, watching them, that they're going to be a lot better than even some of the most optimistic analysts and fans and radio guys like us are giving them credit for. And that's great. But when I say 6-11, here's why I say 6-11. Drake May doesn't have the time to make the plays because there are line issues. Drake May struggles a bit with Josh McDaniels' offense at first, and it's a bit too conservative for the liking of many. Steph Diggs is not able to gain the separation that he used to and isn't able to lead the wide receiver room out of the doldrums of being one of the bottom 25% of the receiver rooms in the NFL. The running backs are good, but again, line issues. And in a worst-case scenario, if we find out that Will Campbell can't play left tackle in the NFL and is more of a guard, that's going to lead to some issues as well. So it's all, again, I keep banging this drum, and I'm going to keep banging it until either A, someone says, now I know why you were banging the drum, or B, somebody takes the drum away from me. It's all tied to the line. The success of this team, because I believe the defense is going to be very, very good, but it's all tied to the line and the health therein.
Those are our best and worst case scenarios for the Patriots in 2025. What are yours? 617-779-7937. Shoot us a text. Give us a call. Otherwise, I need to give you what the fans are thinking via my Twitter poll of the day. So that was the best and worst case scenarios. But on my Twitter poll, I didn't put that out there. I said simply at Jumbo Heart at WEEI Afternoons, what is your expected record for the Patriots in 2025? I gave four options, Nick Fitzy Stevens. Mm. More than 10 wins. 9 or 10 wins, 7 or 8 wins, less than 7 wins. You want to hazard a guess at what is winning the poll right now at Jumbo Heart?
9 to 10 wins.
You would be correct. 46% of Patriots fans. Stiz, what was that face for back there, bud?
No, that's about on par with what I believe.
You made a little face. Reactionary. Yeah. 46% of Patriots fans think a team that won 3 games a year ago is going to at least triple their win total in 2025, the first year under Mike Vrabel. 7 or 8 wins is very, very nearby at 41%. So quick math tells me 87% of Patriots fans believe the team will win at least 7 games, Fitzy, more than double their win total from a year ago. And then you have the polar ends that aren't getting a lot of voting. Less than 7 wins, only 5%, and only 8% of Patriots fans, or at least my Twitter followers, believe they will have more than 10 wins. So I think that's fair. I think a lot of people believe credibility has been brought back to this team, stability with Mike Vrabel and Josh McDaniels and the money that was spent. But there are still doubters in terms of how good it can be. But the good news is no one thinks they're going to stink. That'll be a stunner, right? I actually think them stink.
If this team stinks?
If they're healthy and this team flat out stinks, I think that is more stunning than if they win 12 games.
I agree 100%. If they were to somehow, I'm not going to say blow doors, but if they were to come out and be in every game and win like 11, and we could be saying before wild card weekend, like Pats are traveling for wild card weekend. You know, if this other game, if they hadn't missed the field goal, they would have won 12 and they'd be hosting a divisional game. You know what I mean? Like, that would be less shocking to me is still than if they stink. And I was going to ask you, how do we feel? Okay, so if those are still part of the calculus, right? If there's a chance they win more than 10 games.
There's always a chance.
Yep, okay. There's always a chance. I am telling you there's a chance. If they win more than 10 games or lose more than 10 games or lose more than 12, we'll say, how does each one of those scenarios play out?
Well, if they win more than we're expecting, if they go true best case scenario, it means your last two draft picks are Hall of Fame studs. Like, that's how Will Campbell is, oh my God, Ted Johnson's a moron. Hands and arms don't matter. He is a Hall of Fame left tackle. I can't believe
Are you out of your mind?
I am a little out of my mind, Ted. I think
it also means Keon White is probably like Andre Tippett part two.
Oh, I don't think you need that. I really believe if you have a Hall of Fame left tackle and a Hall of Fame quarterback in your last two draft picks atop the first round, that you're well on your way, because I think the rest of the roster will start to fall into place after that. It means Stephon Diggs is healthy and making plays. I'll add that in there. Actually, you know what? I don't even need that. It means some receivers stepped up. It means some receivers wowed us.
How about the timeline king? Kyle Williams is just unstoppable on deep routes and goes.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he's one of those mid-round receivers that, you know, the Puka Nacua, and you're like, wait, Kyle Williams is breaking rookie records set by Puka Nacua just 2 years ago? Like, you're going to have some of those just eye-openingly awesome draft hits. And I would say the same thing about free agency. Your free agency dollars, remember when Robert Kraft, a year after 2021, so that'd be 2022, Andy, when he said, you know, I didn't get the return on investment that I thought I was going to get on some of those players. You can't have that. You need Milton Williams to double his playing time, double his production, and be every bit worth $100 million. You need Robert Spillane to have 150 tackles. You need Carlton Davis to be, he's not a number two corner. He's really a 1B in New England. They have two number one corners.
Yeah. But Andy, that would represent three straight drafts. If they're a 12-win team, then that would mean all of a sudden, three straight drafts. Gonzo, smash. Drake May, smash. Will Campbell, smash. If you have A's on your first pick in three straight drafts, that's how you rebuild the foundation of a persistently competitive football team, and that's how you start making noise and earning wins where people had you losing ball games. That to me is definitely how they win 11, 12 games and kind of turn that, you know, lower your expectations narrative on its head.
Also, I think you'll need some help on the other end. You'll need some help elsewhere. You know, for example, a couple years ago when Aaron Rodgers tore his Achilles to start the year, and I'm not saying this, so Bills
we
Mafia,
wish nothing ill upon any competitor,
stick it
folks
up your bum. I'm just throwing hypotheticals out there. Okay, but if Josh Allen got hurt in week one, that changes everything in the AFC East. Changes absolutely everything in the AFC East for the other three teams, the competition, your win total, everything. So, and that happens in the NFL every year, right? There will be a massive season-altering injury in week one or week two to some team, some player.
By the end
some
of September,
division.
Something's going to happen catastrophically. It's a violent sport. What are you going to do?
And if that benefits you in a big way, and I use Josh Allen because that's probably the biggest, most beneficial way the Patriots could be affected by an injury.
Or maybe one of those teams I was saying that you could be competing with if you're a 10-win team chasing, you know, berth number 7, the other wild card spot.
Yeah, if you're going big, now the Bills have to be in play. You can't lose to the Bills twice and, like, pile up these other losses. But we are talking in extremes here because the reality is where the voters are. The voters are right. There's probably an 80% chance that the Patriots finish between 7 and 9 wins. That's why Vegas set the number at 8.5, right? They want everybody to vote 7, 8, 9. Like, that's vote with your money kind of thing, and that's where they put that number. They want a balance on both sides. So I think that makes sense for people to be betting in that direction.
I got you. And if the Patriots are to underwhelm and not live up to expectations and win, we'll say, 3, 4, 5 games. I mean, I think we both agree that begins, unfortunately, with the Drake May injury, right?
Yeah, I would say oppo to everything I just said. Will Campbell sucks and looks like, at best, he might be an undersized guard. And Drake May doesn't look good and then gets hurt. And the Pastronaut is then leading the way. And Ramondre Stevenson fumbles another 7 times. And your guy, Trevion Henderson, not ready for the big stage. Great college player, but not ready for the jump. And, you know, Christian Gonzalez may have gotten hurt. And, you know, the blood clots come back.
I don't want to be on that post-game show anymore. Yeah. I don't want to do it.
Because the reality is in the middle. The reality is in the not boring middle. Sometimes I think we believe the middle road is the boring road. Oh, the polls would be fun. No, I think the middle road here could be a very entertaining road where they play a lot of competitive football games. They'll steal some. They'll lose some. The rookie kicker will blow one. The rookie long snapper will blow one, whatever. But he might also hit a 56-yarder to win one kind of thing. This is going to be an entertaining football season. That's the one thing I promise you. Wins, losses, no idea. Drake May, good, bad. Will Campbell, block, no block, any of that. This is going to be as entertaining a football season as we've had in New England since 2021. Book it, guarantee it, listen to it. Post-game show here on WEEI Six Rings. Fitzy and Hart will be there each and every Sunday, or as you have to say now, or Monday, or Thursday, or whenever the games are played for the Patriots. We'll be there to talk about it.